Beyond the conflict of inner forces, Cherokee story. An old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside me," he said to the boy. "It's a terrible fight, and it's between two wolves. One is evil. He's anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego." He continued, "The other is good. He's joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person, too." The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" You might have heard that the story ends like this. The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." In the Cherokee world, however, the story ends this way. The old Cherokee simply replied, "If you feed them right, they both win." And the story goes on. "You see, if I only choose to feed the white wolf, the black one will be hiding around every corner, waiting for me to become distracted or weak and jump to get the attention he craves. He will always be angry and always fighting the white wolf. But if I acknowledge him, he's happy and the white wolf is happy and we all win. For the black wolf has many qualities: tenacity, courage, fearlessness, strong-willed, and great strategic thinking that I have need of at times and that the white wolf lacks. But the white wolf has compassion, caring, strength, and the ability to recognize what's in the best interest of all. So, you see, son, the white wolf needs the black wolf at his side. To feed only one would starve the other, and they'll become uncontrollable. To feed and care for both means they'll serve you well and do nothing that's not a part of something greater, something good, something of life. Feed them both, and there'll be no more internal struggle for your attention. And when there's no battle inside, you can listen to the voices of deeper knowing that will guide you in choosing what's right in every circumstance. Peace, my son, is the Cherokee mission in life. A man or a woman who has peace inside has everything. A man or a woman who's pulled apart by the war inside him or her has nothing. How you choose to interact with the opposing forces within you will determine your life. Starve one or the other, or guide them both.